Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Today is primary day. Today is primary day. Not in Wisconsin, don't worry. Our primary day is August 9. But today is primary day in seven states. I'm going to talk about two of them, not all seven. We don't have all day. Pay attention. One of the things that you might enjoy doing tonight is turn on TV and watch some of these returns come in, because they're very important. And in a lot of them, there are various contests for congressional seats. They're going to determine two things: the direction of Congress after January, but also whether the Democrat can beat the Republican, because some, there are stronger candidates than others, and it's not certain. The issue is in doubt. It's not certain. The two that I want to quickly talk about are California and Iowa. California has a whole series of primary elections. It's a big state, biggest state in the country by population. The major race that's being focused on is mayor of Los Angeles. Why is that? Because Los Angeles is the second largest city in the country. It's a major, major position. Karen Bass, who's a congresswoman from L.A., very fine person, former head of the African-American caucus, Black caucus in Congress, is running. And there's a fellow running against her who is a developer, real estate developer, a billionaire, who filed as a Democrat. He basically contributed to both Democrats and Republicans. The one thing I will say about him, he developed shopping malls, and apparently he's skillful in what he does, and he has a lot of properties in California and elsewhere. And the question in that primary is basically going to be, because what it is it's the Democratic primary, and there are something like five or six candidates. The top two go to a runoff, and it's certain to be Karen Bass and this real estate developer. She's, I think, at 38% in the polls. He's at 36%, and everybody else is in single digits or low teens. So it's pretty clear that they are going to survive and then run against each other. And it's going to be a classic general election, or runoff, I should say, runoff for that nomination between these two people. And are people going to go more towards ideology, or are they going to go more towards confidence in running a large organization? And the danger with going with competence in running a large organization is you can get hoodwinked. Donald Trump claimed that you should do that, and we got Donald Trump. Sam is wiggling her thumb. Sam, do we have a text?
I have a text from Dan from Madison, and he asks, do you think multi-member districts for state positions would help reduce gerrymandering? Would it ever be constitutional?
You know, that's very, very good. And let's suppose you had a multi-candidate or actually multi-representative districts. So let's give you an example. A state Senate district in this state right now has roughly, and I'm being real rough, 180,000 people. An assembly district has 60,000. That was based on the population a few years ago. It may be a little more now, but basically that's what you have. So there's something like 3.5 Senate districts for each congressional district. Let's say you made a state Senate district the size of a congressional district. So let's say 3.5 of them. And then you had 3 or 4 state senators elected from that district. That's what you do in school boards right now, certainly in the Milwaukee area, certainly in the and for village trustee and that and so forth. Some of the suburbs of Milwaukee do that. So there'll be 5 trustees or 4 school board members, and you'll have 8 people running. Or there'll be 2 or 3 school board members and trustees, and you'll have 6 people running, and the top 3 vote getters get it. That's worked out very, very well. And maybe you do that elsewhere in the state, I'm not sure. But in the Milwaukee suburban area, that's pretty common. Now, that has worked out very well, because what happens is, and these are essentially nonpartisan positions. These are essentially positions where you run, if you're a trustee or you're a school board member, people kind of know what your politics are if they're, you know, following the news. But basically, you're not appearing on the ballot as a Democrat or Republican. If you transferred that concept to partisan office, so let's say you had a state senate district the size of a congressional district, and you're going to have 3.5, so let's call it 4 state senators elected, and you have 8 candidates, the top 4 would get it. You know, no runoffs, top 4 get it. If there was a jumble of Democrats and Republicans, would it be solely partisan, or would be people be looking for competence? The reason I like it, I like the idea as somebody, and I'm a Democrat. I mean, I was the chairman of the party. I'm a Democrat. However, one of the reasons I like it would make gerrymandering very difficult, because if you set up districts that are the size of congressional districts, they've managed to gerrymander congressional districts in this state. Right now, there are 5 Republicans and 3 Democrats. And with the new lines, it's possible that the first congressional district could go Democratic, but it's also possible that the 3rd congressional district could be attacked by Republicans. So I would say, as an interesting idea, I'd give it a try, but there's something I'd like a lot better. What I would like a lot better is no gerrymandering and keeping districts the size they are. In other words, a fair maps commission. This is what Iowa did. This is what other states have done. Some did it, like Ohio, and then the Republicans, when they got in power, disregarded it. In New York, it passed. The Democrats disregarded it, but there a judge overturned what the Democrats did, and the Democrats accepted the judicial determination, even though they didn't like it. In Ohio, the Republicans blew off the judicial determination. Okay, that's the difference between our parties. However, why do I like the smaller districts where you know who your representative is, if they're fair maps. If they're fair maps, right now, the Democrats get slightly more votes than the Republicans. We get about 53% of the legislative votes statewide. We get 37%, a little over a third. We get over half the votes and barely over a third of the assembly seats. That isn't democracy. That's fraud. That's gerrymander fraud. That's what the Republicans are doing. So what to do about that? If you have fair maps, there's 2 great benefits that would come from fair maps. One is each district would be about 50-50. It'd be, you know, 48 Republican, 52 Democrat, or 52 Republican, 48 Democrat. A good candidate could overcome that margin, and you get talent in the legislature. But a good candidate can't overcome a 5 or 10 point mark. It's as simple as that. The other thing it would do is take a look at our legislature. It's really pathetic. In the Republican Party, you have all people who are terrified of Donald Trump because they don't want to lose in a primary. Everybody is running for his primary in all these safe seats. And most of them are Republicans, but some are Democrats. So in the Republican seats, you get people running on essentially QAnon themes, stop the steal themes, Trump themes, attack democracy themes. In the Democratic primary, on a different set of issues, it's the same. It is an identity politics cult. You are running on identity issues. And it's very, very distasteful. And if we had fair maps, I think half or more of that legislature in both parties would be out of office. You can't possibly have people that are that subservient to their kinds of ideologies winning in competitive districts. So that's my preference, although I like the idea of experimenting with multi-candidate districts as we do in the suburbs in Milwaukee for nonpartisan seats. We're going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.